The railways are a part of American heritage and certainly part of northern New Jersey's history. Decades have been spent studying and planning how to restore a railway here in northwest New Jersey, which has a popular history and proponents say a modern-day benefit. However, as it goes with every plan, a roadblock has been encountered caused by a property owner who doesn't agree with a state decision. Here to explain this whole issue and its current status, whether or not things can move forward to a beneficial conclusion, is attorney and partner in the law firm Schenck, Price, Smith & King, John Erson. Thank you for being here today, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And the website for the law firm Schenck, Price, Smith & King is spsk.com. And what this involves is the Andover portion of what is now a much more contracted restoration of the Lackawanna cutoff railway system, and specifically the DEP for this plan for the Andover Railroad Station to be rebuilt and put into use involves a, what you explain, it's basically a matter on a piece of private property, which is, I believe, from what I've read, recognized private, state-recognized farmland, and yet there's a change to a culvert that's being requested, or maybe more fairly to say demanded.
Sure, Chris. The it is a complicated situation. The roadblock has really been put up, not by us, but the roadblock has really been put up by the state government. On one hand, you have New Jersey Transit advocating the development of this station. And I think on the other hand, you'd have to recognize that New Jersey DEP certainly has the appearance of opposing this location. And I say that for two reasons. The first is that DEP has now gone ahead and preserved permanently all of the property surrounding the proposed location through the Green Acres program. All four sides are preserved. And then on top of that, DEP has designated the proposed train location in a flood zone of some type. So what they've essentially done to New Jersey Transit is told them that unless they can control the floodwaters in some way, the DEP will not allow the development of the train station to go forward. That's where the story shifts to our farm. New Jersey Transit has come forward and asked essentially that they build an armored culvert on our property, which would essentially retain the floodwaters from a 500-year storm onto our farm to prevent it from overflowing onto the proposed train station location. And that's where the dispute has gone from between New Jersey Transit and DEP and now involves this private landowner.
And regarding the DEP, their initial plan did not raise this concern. I believe back in 2013 was the initial plan. They looked at everything and everything was good to us, go forth and build. And then it was in 2015, I think, where this point came up as a concern for them.
Yeah, I think this point had been floating around out there for probably all of the time that this station had been planned. And I think the New Jersey Transit and the proponents of this location were trying to find a different way around this ruling and determination.
Now, as far as the culvert and what they're calling to have done, is it true that it would come at no cost to the property owner? Financial cost,
correct.
I should say.
So the construction itself, New Jersey Transit is proposing to do the construction on the property at no cost to the landowner. But I think the bigger question is if DEP has a serious concern that floodwaters are going to be in this area and the current culvert and retaining wall is insufficient, I think I think it should really be looked at the damage that could be done to this farm by retaining all of this floodwater on the private property.
Apparently, from, you know, you go into state rules and regulations and your head goes numb after a while, but apparently for the DEP, there are rules that dictate when and why trees can be cut down, where can be done in streams, and they call it the 100-year storm rule, where if it's determined that it's a likelihood that damage would happen, what is defined as a 100-year storm, they have to use computer models and environmental experts to determine where that water would go and what animals might be impacted. In that area of the culvert, is there a preponderance of wildlife?
No. I think the I'm sure wildlife passes through there, but it's more of an open farm field in the summer. There's cattle. Different times there's, you know, whatever naturally existing wildlife there is.
As far as the getting into the belief system of the individuals, is the owner of the property a, I guess one would say, strongly pro-environment and would be against anything being done to the culvert? Is that the underlying reason in any way, shape, or form?
No. So this property is owned by an insurance company in North Carolina. There's a well-known principle of the insurance company, but we have corporate responsibilities to make good decisions with respect to the property. And I think the issue is balancing the damage that would be done to this property versus the benefit of this train station. And the train station in its current location should really be called into question. I mean, you have a situation here where the state government is proposing the train station, and the other branch of the state government is doing everything in its power to prevent it from going there. Okay. I think somebody should stop and wonder whether this is the right location. And you know, I can say from the property owner's perspective, we're all for the train station. But I think more time and effort should be spent on whether this is the correct location. This is a backcountry road. There's 50 parking spots proposed. New Jersey Transit's own study shows that less than 20 spaces would be used in the first few years. $61 million for 20 parking spots at this train station. And what I mentioned before, I think, is very important as well. DEP has now preserved all of the land around this property. So if you assume that the train station is a wild success, they will not be able to expand it one inch. And the other thing that I think should be looked at is the benefit to the two local towns. You have Andover Borough and Andover Township near this train station, both of whom would like to see the train station go in. But in its current location, they'll get no ratables. If the train station was moved even a short distance, a quarter mile, a half mile, it would be placed in an area much closer to Route 206. It would be placed in an area where a transit village could conceivably be built with housing that could be walked to the train station, with commercial ratables that would be relevant to the train station. And I think that's the real benefit for both of those towns. So we're really not interested in blocking the train station in any way. If anybody's blocking the train station, it's the DEP, and they have their reasons. And at some point, somebody should look at whether or not there is a better plan that would have more benefit to the local area without the types of environmental hang-ups we have right now.
We're going to talk with Attorney John Urson, partner in the law firm Schenck, Price, Smith & King. SPSK.com is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm glad you mentioned, too, about there's no objections to the station itself, because theoretically, having a rail station a quarter mile down from where your property is could, in fact, probably increase your property values. So that wouldn't be too bad of a thing if you're a property owner, to be sure. But with that idea, too, of there are better places closer to Route 206, for example, have you determined whether or not the final, at least at this point, final placement of the station was a result of a NIMBY syndrome, not my backyard, from other areas?
So we did propose some other locations. I think New Jersey Transit took a look at them. They thought that would create some delay, and they thought that would create some other hurdles. But really, those conversations happened in 2013, 2014. So we're already dealing with a lot of delay, and there's going to be more delay here. So it seems to me that that there could be a meeting of the minds of the respective stakeholders to get this moved forward in a way that makes more sense. And I'm a little surprised that some of the local politicians are advocating, this $61 million train station for the limited number of spaces in an area where all the property around it's now preserved.
Is there any hope that maybe, because I know State Senator Steve Araujo and Assemblyman Gail Phoebus, they've been proponents of a resolution. Is there hope that maybe they can take care of the DEP side of the equation? Because, as you said, we basically have a triangle going here, so we get common sense on three different sides by three different sources, that maybe we can get some sort of agreement and a resolution out of all this.
It'd be hard for me to say. I think our state representatives have been engaged on this issue, and I think they've tried. But the results of their efforts, I guess that they'd have to speak to.
And as they say, as we've been talking about, and as others have been talking about for better of a quarter of a century with this whole project, to be continued. And to follow along and to learn more about the services provided by the law firm of Schenck, Price, Smith & King, their website is spsk.com. He is a partner attorney with the law firm Schenck, Price, Smith & King, John Erson. John, thanks for clarifying what some people are trying to make confusing. And even though it is complicated, hopefully a resolution can come about sooner versus later for all parties' benefits. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.